And that was Toot E Tom from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, and a brand new release, a single. It was released on MP3. It's available at SoundCloud. And that was released just in time for the New Year's season. And that, of course, Shchetri Vachir Medove Pevo is the actual name of the song, which means honey beer. And again, that was Toot E Tom. Щасливого нового року! Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». При мікрофоні Павіна Макварі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, Happy New Year, and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie, your host, also known as Pavlina, and it is wonderful to have you with me this hour. A very, very warm welcome to you, Вітаю! Well, the Ukrainian Christmas season is coming to an end, and although it isn't officially over on the church calendar for a couple more weeks yet, this will be our last show of Ukrainian Christmas and New Year's music for this season. Sylvia will be along with a couple of simple salad recipes, and that will probably be on the menu for most of us now that the holiday feasting is over. And Keith will bring us news from Ukraine, more on the gas situation, some creative number crunching on recent GDP figures, and the sorry state of heritage sites in Kiev. As well, we'll have our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great seasonal tunes, Ukrainian Christmas, as well as New Year's carols, as we celebrate what I've always considered the real New Year. So coming up next is Anichka, and this is actually a Christmas song, or Christmas season song, Ponad Vephlehemum, Over Bethlehem.
Родила Господні радуйся.
Ukraine International Airlines North America extends best wishes to the listeners of Nash Holos and the Ukrainian community in BC for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous new year. Veselich Sviat I Щасливого Нового Року.
Добрий вечір всім вам, що живуть в цім домі, радуйся, ой, радуйся, земле, Син Божий народився. Застеляйте столи та все килимами, радуйся, ой, радуйся, земле, Син Божий народився. Та кладіть колачі з ярої пшениці, радуйся, ой, радуйся, земле, Син Божий народився. Син Божий народився, а перший же праздник Рождество Христове, а другий же праздник Святого Василя, а третій же праздник Святе Водохрище. Радуйся, ой, радуйся, земле, Божий Божий світ освітився.
Сієм, сієм, засіваєм, щастя і радості бажаєм, з Різдвом Христовим та Новим Роком вас сердечно всіх вітаєм.
Щедрих, щедрівочка прилетіла, ластівочка стала собі щебетати, господаря викликати, вийди, вийди, господарю, то вибіся на кошеру, там овечки покотилися, ягнички народились, тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мірку грошей. Весь хороший, будеш мати мірку грошей. От тебе жінка, тебе жінка доброва, хоч не гроші, то полова. В тебе жінка чорноброва, щедрих, щедрих, щедрівочка прилетіла, ластівочка стала собі щебетати, господаря викликати, вийди, вийди. Там овечки покотилися, ягнички народились, в тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мірку грошей, тебе товар весь хороший, будеш мати мірку грошей, тебе жінка, тебе жінка чорноброва, хоч не гроші, то полова, в тебе жінка чорноброва,
щедрих, щедрих, щедрих.
And the Lebed Trio from Ukraine with a rather traditional sounding rendition of the classic New Year's carol, Щедрик. And before them, you heard the delightful Andriana Gnapp from the United States, and from her Christmas CD, that was Dobry Vecher to be, and some Christmas greetings for you. And speaking of greetings, we've got some New Year's greetings coming up in musical form, and greetings at New Year's is just as common as caroling at Christmas in Ukrainian tradition. And the topic is sowing, as in planting seeds, scattering wheat kernels from in people's homes as you go caroling, and asking for a slight donation, a little bit of an odd ritual, going and messing up somebody's house and then expecting money, more like Halloween almost than New Year's. But there you have it. That is the tradition for Ukrainian New Year. Here is Ihor Bohdan, formerly from Ukraine, currently in Calgary, Alberta, and Siem Siem Posivayam.
Місяцем зірки розкидають у сніги, іскри срібні золоті, щедрі радісні землі. Замело іскрямисте джерело, срібні дзвони воно б'є, на сопілці виграє. Тише, чи ж роками час жене, грудень річку перейде, січню рік новий веде.
Сієм, сієм, посіваєм, ще співа.
Співаєм
на добро, на добро.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. It sure is nice to have anything that's make ahead in your recipe file. I have two Ukrainian salads that are just that. Very popular, quick to make, and really delicious. Leek and apple salad and red cabbage salad. You'll need the following ingredients, so get your pens ready. For leek and apple salad, you'll need 2 leeks sliced, white part only, 2 large apples peeled and grated, juice and zest of 1 lemon, 1.5 tablespoons of sugar, salt and pepper to taste, and mayonnaise to coat. Toss the leeks and apples, lemon juice and zest, sugar, salt, and pepper. Add enough mayonnaise to lightly coat. Refrigerate for several hours until thoroughly chilled before serving. This recipe serves about 4. Now, for the red cabbage salad, you'll need the following. 6 cups shredded red cabbage, 1 cup finely sliced carrot, 3/4 cup sugar, 1/4 teaspoon each of salt and pepper or to taste, 1/2 cup homogenized milk, 1 cup mayonnaise, 1/2 cup buttermilk, 1/2 teaspoon celery seed, and 1 cup finely diced onion. Combine the cabbage, carrot, sugar, salt and pepper, and milk. Cover and refrigerate for 1 hour. Mix mayonnaise, buttermilk, celery seed, and onion. Pour over cabbage and refrigerate until thoroughly chilled. This recipe makes about 8 cups. Enjoy! It's Ukrainian!
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Ой, сивая та ізозуленька, щедрий вечір, добрий вечір, добрим людям на здоров'я. Усі сади та й облітала, щедрий вечір, добрий вечір, добрим людям на здоров'я. А в одному та й не бувала, щедрий вечір, добрий вечір, добрим людям на здоров'я. Щедрий вечір, добрий вечір, добрим людям на здоров'я. А в тім саду 3 тереми, а що в першім ясен місяць, а що в другім красне сонце, а що в третім дрібні зірки. Щедрий вечір, добрий вечір, добрим людям на здоров'я. Щедрий вечір, добрий вечір, добрим людям на здоров'я. Ясен місяць, пан господар, красне сонце, жона його, дрібні зірки, їхні дітки. Щедрий вечір, добрий вечір.
вечір добрим людям на здоров'я. Щедрий вечір, добрий вечір добрим людям на здоров'я. Щедрий вечір, добрий вечір добрим людям на здоров'я. Щедрий вечір, добрий вечір добрим людям на здоров'я.
And from Ukraine, that was Sofia Fedina. She's actually from the Lviv area. And this is a very talented young woman, in addition to an outstanding, absolutely amazing voice. She also does beautiful beadwork, those girdane, those beaded necklaces. And hopefully we'll bring you more information about that. But for now, this being a radio program, we're going to focus on her music. And that is from her CD, Idez Vista Chudna, There Goes the Wondrous Star. And that was Oisevaya Ta Isazulenka, The Gray Cuckoo. And that is a New Year's tune. Here's another New Year's song from a couple of American sisters, the Nowitzki sisters from Minneapolis. And here they are now with a song from their CD called Zima, or Winter. And Shtrov Nashaho Chazaina, and that is at our master's home. And it is a rousing celebratory carol describing not only the immense bounty of the hospodar, or the host of the home that they're visiting, and it emphasizes the exuberance and joy behind the reason for the celebration, that being the birth of Christ. Here now are the Nowitzki sisters with Shtov Nashaho Chazaina.
Що в нашого хазяїна стоїть, я віру у дворі, рай розвівсь, рай розвівсь, Христос народився, Син Божий звеселився.
Що в нашого
Ukrainian News Outlook. Coming up, Ukraine lowers gas supplies, GDP up or down, and cultural sites in Kiev crumbling. I'm Keith Powell. Gazprom is concerned by unilateral announcements by the gas giant's partners in Ukraine that the selection of supply gas might be reduced. Ukraine's gas imports have already fallen by nearly 67% since the new year. Gazprom is concerned by statements made last week that Ukraine is getting ready to select significantly less gas than stipulated in contracts, said Gazprom's CEO Alexei Miller. Under the existing contract, if changes in the amount of selected gas are made, adjusted supply volumes must specify half a year in advance. There have, as of yet, from Ukraine, been no new proposals to Russia concerning cooperation in the field of gas, as were mentioned during a meeting recently between the country's two presidents. Since the beginning of 2012, Ukraine has cut its selection of imported gas by almost 67%, whereas at the end of 2011, daily gas selection was 100 to 110 million cubic meters. It has fallen steadily since the beginning of January this year. By Monday, January 9th, it had fallen to 33.3 million cubic meters. Ukraine's GDP growth in 2011 accelerated to almost 5% from 4.2% in 2010. In the middle of December, the Ukrainian premier said that GDP growth in January and November 2011 came to 5.3%. The State Statistics Service of Ukraine published only information on the quarterly pace of Ukraine's GDP. According to the service, growth pace accelerated from 3.8 in the second quarter to 5.3 in the first quarter to 6.6 in the third quarter. More information will be provided very soon, apparently, from the State Statistics Service of Ukraine. Kiev is facing a problem. The problem is that of very important cultural sites. And what is it? Well, they're crumbling. This also includes sites named by UNESCO as culturally important. Dario Digoz reports.
St. Michael's golden-domed cathedral is one of the most prominent temples in Ukrainian capital Kyiv. It dates back to the early 11th century. Today, however, its mighty walls hold not an outstanding history, but the creaked bell tower. Of another Christian sacred place, Kyiv-Pechersk Lavra is facing the similar fate. The unique caves of the monks are almost near the edge of oblivion. The fact has raised anxiety among the experts of the UNESCO.
UNESCO again and again points to the problem of preserving heritage in Ukraine. This is a great shame for us that these are UNESCO and other world organizations who raise the alarm. Of course, they consider us the barbarians unable to value the masterpieces.
According to the experts, more than 50 art memorials have disappeared from the city map in the recent years. Often situated downtown, they turn into an easy picking for developers and construction companies. Instead of contracts for preserving history, skyscrapers tower over the loss of centuries of knowledge.
In fact, I don't know at least one building in Kyiv restored well. There are a number of fictitious projects. The developing companies replaced restorations with reconstruction. They built the new without saving the cultural heritage.
Experts say the authorities can't afford saving the country's history due to poverty. The total reconstruction costs hundreds of millions of US dollars. In a draft budget for 2012, the local government hasn't allocated a cent.
Now the authorities are trying to revise the budget. If left to chance and time, the landmarks could quite literally fall on the heads of the Euro 2012 championship visitors. Darya Digut, Kyiv.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Perron.
Дитя від тіви народилася. чули люди цю новину, що у Вифлеємі діва породила сина в бідній стані, бо не знайшлось для неї більше місця в Вифлеємі, ні в хатині, ні в заїзді. А час був пізній, тож просто в яслах його положила і пеленами сповела, ще сіном притрусила. А недалеко в полі пастухи були й отари свої стерегли нічної пори. Та раптом Господній ангел серед них явився і сповістив, що в Вифлеємі нині Христос родився. І враз на небі сяє сила війська небесна, і пастухи почули спів чудесний.
Алелуя,
слава Вишній Бог.
Алелуя,
і мир на землі.
Алелуя,
людям добра Бог.
Алелуя,
чудо, 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 чудо і чудес.
Чудес
Бог післав нам сина свого із небес. Чудо, чудо, чудо.
Люди новину, що Бог спасіння дарував народу своєму. Ще в давнину за різних обставин, за різних часів пророкували святі Божі про народження Месію. А коли Христос родився в небі, нова зоря з'явилась і мудрецям зі сходу радість повістила. Вони, співставивши писання, бачачи зорю, прийшли в Юдею поклонитися рожденному царі. Та не з порожніми руками до них Ісуса щиро принесли свої дари, золото, латан і мир. Бо їм серце підказало, що рожденний від Марії є спаситель всього світу, Божий син Месія.
And staff at Soloway Travel in Burnaby extends their best wishes to the listeners of Nash Holos and the Ukrainian community in BC for a joyous Christmas and a happy and prosperous New Year. Христос рождається і щасливого нового року.
Сійся, родися, жито, пшениця, всяка пашниця, щоб родило в землі, щоб було на столі, і на полі, і в стодолі, щоб добра була доволі, щоб не знали вже розлуки ваші діти, ваші внуки. Дай же, Боже, в добрий час, щоб добро гостило в вас. Христос ся рождає!
And the very distinctive sound of the Volen Ukrainian Song and Dance Company from Volen Ukraine, and that is from their Christmas album, and the song was called Shchedri Vechir, We Will Not Pass Over Your Home. Before them, you heard the Harasimenko sisters from Ukraine and Vyaslach Lezhit in the manger. And before them, you heard Ruslana and Friends from her Christmas CD made back in 1999, still with a pretty contemporary sound. That was Chudo iz Nebes. Loosely translated, that is A Wonder from Heaven. Coming up next, from Ukraine, Chor Viryu, the Viryu Choir, and Trislav Nitsari, the Three Wise Men.
Щедрий вечір, добрий вечір. Хороший вечір добрим людям на здоров'я. З колосочка та пожменці щедрий вечір, добрий вечір добрим людям на здоров'я.
Just wouldn't be New Year's without that song, although it is not Ukrainian, obviously. It was performed by a Ukrainian group, Picardiska Tertsia from Ukraine, from their Christmas album, and Auld Lang Syne, a traditional Scottish tune that is very near and dear to the hearts of many Ukrainians as well. Before Picardiska Tertsia, you heard the Premek brothers from Ukraine and Poli Poli Plujok Ore, and that is a song about plowing. And it is an ancient song hearkening back to Ukraine's agrarian roots in pre-Christian days. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune into Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., AM 1320 on the radio dial and online at am1320.com. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on AM, FM, and shortwave radio on the PCJ radio network in over 22 countries. Podcasts are available at nashholos.com as well as at pcjmedia.com and on iTunes. На жаль, вже скінчила нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Якщо хочеш щось мати, то не потрібно тобі на ману чекати. And our proverb of the week translates as, if you want to have something, you do not have to wait for manna from heaven. Well, that just about wraps up our show for another week here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio and Christmas programming for the 2011-2012 Christmas and New Year season. To take us to the end, we have Corinia from Calgary. This is an outstanding community choir that put out a CD, a Christmas CD called Radist or Joy, and they'll be wrapping things up with a well-wishing song and a traditional New Year's carol. I'm Paulette Demchik-Macquarie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do побачення.